Hi, my name is Aaron Welch. I'm a postdoc in Curtis Hottinghaus Group, and the title of my poster is The Role of Host Genetics in the Development of the Infant Gut Microbiome. The aim of our study is to determine if host genetics interacts with the infant gut microbiome. We genotyped over 900 infants using an immunochip, and we tracked changes in their gut microbiomes over the first 3 years of life using shotgun metagenomics. Subsequently, we applied linear mixed effect models to identify microbiome genotype associations. We showed that a subset of microbiome features are associated with host genetics in early life, and we report that the rates at which a subset of species and pathways changed over time varied as a function of host genotype. Our results support a role for host genetics in the development of the infant gut microbiome. In our study, we have around 12,000 metagenomes from the Teddy cohort, which we processed using BioBakery. We used Metaflan 2 to measure the abundances of species, and we used Human 2 to measure the abundances of pathways. In terms of genetics, the immunochip contains SNPs that are relevant to immune disorders. We processed the genotype data with Plink, and after QC, we had over 800 individuals, and we had around 110,000 SNPs. As I mentioned, we're using linear mixed effects models to determine if the development of the gut microbiome was influenced by host genetics. So we're using three microbiome measurements in our models: individual species, individual pathways, and stability measures. And we're using two genetic measurements in our models: genetic principal components and individual SNPs. We want to see if microbiome features are functions of time, genetics, and the interaction between time and genetics. We expected that host genetics wouldn't have a big influence on the global structure of the gut microbiome, and we confirmed this with the Mantel test, which indicated that the genetic distance matrix didn't correlate with the microbiome distance matrix. However, we did find that a subset of individual microbiome features is associated with genetic structure. So we found that the abundances of 12 species and 19 enzymes were significantly associated with genetic principal components, and most of these associations were with genetic PC1. We found that genetic PC1 was driven by variation in the major histocompatibility complex on chromosome 6. Additionally, a subset of microbiome features was associated with individual SNPs. We found that 10 species and 42 enzymes were significantly associated with one or more SNP. For example, Bactroides dorii was associated with the MHC region, while the microbial enzyme X-alpha-sialidase associated with the complement factor H gene on chromosome 1.